How are you today, Mayor?
Doing fine, Joe. How are you?
Doing well on this last Tuesday of January. We made it.
Yes, indeed.
And more
Still a
snow on the
little
way.
chilly, but it's not bad.
No, it's been worse.
That's true.
Actually, today is the 10-year anniversary of the start of Snowmageddon back in
Oh,
2015.
boy.
Yeah.
Sad to believe it's that long ago, though.
It really is, but thankfully nothing like that in the near future anyways.
Hope.
Quite a different tone during your State of the City address yesterday. Not so much on past accomplishments, but more on past people that you focused on.
Yeah, we thought, we're entered now our big celebration year of Quincy 400, so we thought, rather than talking about how many pipes we've laid of water main or sewer line, let's really talk about the history. And we picked out some key people I thought would be interesting for the public, and there's a lot of those stories that hopefully we'll be able to tell during the course of this year. It's going to be a fun time. Quincy's a special place, and it's pretty amazing. Kind of you dig a little bit more, and you learn more about certain individuals and companies and things that made some incredible contributions, really, to the country.
Yeah, will these kind of be highlighted throughout the year? Is that kind of the overall theme of Quincy 400?
In part, yes,
Yeah.
absolutely. Yep.
Yeah, even I learned a couple of things. I've worked in Quincy 40 years and then never heard the stories of well, Gracie Toy and also Harriet Wilson. Those were new stories to me, so that was interesting.
Yeah, and I'd heard Dick Dale before, but it had been a long time.
Yeah.
That's a pretty powerful one, the Zildjian one. I mean, it's I know for a lot of people, they probably hadn't heard of any of those, so I think it's important we tell those stories. And we'll, as we say, we'll do more of that this year with other individuals, and we'll weave it in through the story of the city, really. So it's going to be fun. It really is.
Yeah, it's a good opportunity to remind folks about the Quincy 300 exhibit on display at Old Town Hall. They can check that out for the next couple of weeks or so, right?
That's correct. The Old Town Hall, it's Bob Damon put it together. It's really cool. It puts you in the time, the 300th, and how the community came together and put on a big pageant up at Pageant Field. And it's really neat. So if you get a chance, folks, check it out.
Yeah, absolutely. It's free.
Correct.
Mayor, can we focus on the MBTA? Because there's some good things to talk about with the T recently.
Sure.
You
Sure.
are hoping to make I know a presentation soon about what's been going on there. What is your current role with the T now on the advisory board?
Well, I've chaired the advisory board for more than a decade, but when the new board of directors was created, the advisory board lobbied to have a seat on the board of directors. In the old days, the advisory board had a power of approving the budget and approving the appointment of the general manager. That was stripped legislatively years ago. So the advisory board has been purely advisory, and the communities that it represents, by the way, the advisory board is made up of every city and town that the T touches. So out of that, there's well over 100 communities that are touched by the T that have a designee to the advisory board, and we meet on a regular basis, discuss issues. We've had the general manager in. We've kind of reorganized the advisory board. Brian Keynes, our executive director, doing a nice job. So we did get a seat on the board of directors. The advisory board then appointed me. So I've been serving on the board of directors. And in addition, Governor Baker and then Governor Healey has kept me as an appointee to the MassDOT board because two members of the MBTA board also serve on the Mass Department of Transportation board. So I've been working on both of those boards. So I do want to go meet at the council level and talk to the council and the public about what's happened with the T, where we're going, and how it's directly affecting Quincy. As you know, Joe, the public knows we have four stations. We have bus service. We're working on the long-term ferry plan for Maria Bay. So it's an important, those modes of transportation. The T is very important to the city, and the city grew economically because of the T. I mean, when you look back and look at the transition from the old manufacturing days until the 60s into the early 70s when the Tea arrived, State Street South was the first complex built by the North Quincy Tea because of the Tea. So it's been a lifeblood for our economy, really, for a long time. So I do want to get into some of the details of the plans and how we're moving forward, and appreciate Governor Healey really putting a solid financial plan together to make it solvent going forward. It's always struggled. Every year has struggled financially, and it's an important economic engine for the region.
Yeah, it's the speed restrictions on the rapid transit lines have recently been eliminated, and the red line speeds on the Braintree branch will be increased to 50 miles per hour soon, pending state federal approval. So that's huge advancements in the past 25 years. It's kind of gone understated, I think, but it really is remarkable to see the improvements.
It really is, and I credit the new general manager, Philip Ang, who has been just incredible. I mean, he's a railroad guy. He came in from New York. He knows the business, and he's refreshing. I mean, I love his style. He you know, something occurs, he explains what happened, what we're going to do to fix it, and how long it's going to take. You know, imagine that. I think the public appreciates that. He's brought credibility to the T, and I know he's got the support of the governor and the legislature, people like Phil, and there's a reason. He's really making changes, and it's been a long time. It's like turning a big cruise ship, an agency like that. It's an old authority. There's a certain culture there, and he's done remarkable work to date.
Any more to say on the future of the current T bus garage on Hancock Street?
Oh, I'll have more to say in the coming weeks, but nothing new to report today, no.
Okay, very good. And going forward, Mayor, I wanted for you to comment a little bit on Councillor Scott Campbell's resolution regarding the Affordable Housing Trust Fund, and possibly using that to offer some low-interest loans for folks to make improvements to their homesteads.
Yeah, we'll have a meeting. I had a discussion with the councilor. We'll sit down with him, and we'll have a meeting with the Affordable Housing Trust, and we'll look at all of that. There's a lot of ideas what to do with that funding. It sounds like a lot of money, but the money goes quickly in this day and age, the cost of building housing. There's also discussion about using it for first-time home buyers, perhaps helping with down payment. So there's a lot of possibilities here. I appreciate Councilor Campbell's thoughts, and we'll meet with him and have a conversation about it.
Yeah, how much is in the trust right now?
I think it's in the vicinity of $7 to $8 million, Joe.
Okay, very good. So there is some possibilities.
I'm holding to that. I think that's the estimate.
Sure. We can't conclude without commenting on the passing of a Captain Stratton, Mayor, and the services coming up for him later this week.
Yeah, just what an incredible guy. I'm so blessed to have known him. We stayed in touch over the years. Get some incredible texts and emails back and forth. He was so sharp, intelligent, and witty. Oftentimes I'd get stuff in Latin. I'd have to look it up to see what that could mean. But what a guy. I mean, you know, I know he talked about it publicly, but his captivity didn't define him. I mean, he was an incredible hero. John McCain said he was one of the toughest guys he ever knew, both mentally and physically. He came out of, obviously, that captivity, continued to serve in the Navy. I mean, a lot of people would have thrown the towel in, you know. He continued to serve. And after his retirement from the Navy, he continued to serve, being a clinical social worker for people that struggled with addiction or trauma, and, you know, devoted husband and loving father. Loved Quincy. Quincy was his hometown. He bragged about it everywhere he was at. In fact, he told me, geez, if he said the Navy had a retirement place in Quincy, I would have gone back home, he said. But so he just was a special, special guy, and he certainly expressed our sympathy to his family. And, but, you know, 93, he had a good life, a real good life. So the world's a little better because of Dick Stratton, that's for sure.
Yeah, and if folks would like, donations in his memory can be made to the Quincy Foundation, which speaks volumes about his priorities, for sure.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Thanks for your time, Mayor. Good to talk to you.
Same here, Joe. Take care.
Bye-bye.